Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Heidi is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Great job, Crazy Charlie. Hour number one. Hour two from the Southern Steak and Oyster. We are here live like we are every month, right in the same neighborhood. We're just a couple of blocks away from the Omni Nashville Hotel, which is our comfort zone. No, we're not on a pedal tavern. No. We are hanging out at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Brad will be with us, hour number three. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com out in Vegas. Handicapping. If you would like to check in today, you probably know the options. If you're new to the show, let me give you the various ways to connect up. 888-702-5494. Now, that is the phone number. 888-702-5494. On Twitter, at Bill is King. You can tweet the show, or you can email BillIsKing7@gmail.com, and that is also the email. If you're not on social media, and various numbers of you aren't, you say, Bill, I'm just not into it. Alan from Tampa did get on, though. Yeah, he signed on, but some of you don't. You need a link to Commitmas. Email me, and I'll provide that link. We put it up on Twitter for everybody, but if you're not involved on Twitter, which is your prerogative, email us and we will put that up for you. We'll send it to you and you can get your room for Commitmas, which is the actual show. Commitmas is the 18th. If you need a room, you're going to check in the 17th. And we've got you a special rate. It's you're basically stealing with the rate we've got you. And you'll check in the 17th and then we'll do the show on the 18th. One of the funnest parts about the day before, on the eve of Commitmas, the 17th of December, is we have a get-together up in the Bill King suite at the Omni. And, again, it's one of those things where you just show up. You don't need a card. You don't need a invite. You don't need a special code. You just come on up to the room and walk in. It's that simple to Commitmas. So that is on the 18th. The actual show is on the 18th. If you're checking into the Omni, it's the 17th. Now, if you just want to come and you don't need a room, that's good too. Just show up. Absolutely show up. You don't need a, here's my invitation letter, here's my information, nothing, nothing. Bring whoever you want to bring too. And we'll feed you on Commitmas that morning. A breakfast bar will feed you. It does not cost you. No. Nope, it'll be from the wonderful breakfast bar at the Omni, much like Kitchen Notes, but we'll be there. But anyways, it'll be good. It'll be fun. We'll hang out and have a very good time. So what is on your mind? We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster this morning. What's on your mind? What do you want to get to? Did you see the news? The Aggies were looking for an AD to replace the AD who left for LSU. Scott Woodward, who's a good AD, very highly thought of. LSU literally went from having a total jerk as an AD to an AD that is applauded everywhere. Scott Woodward at LSU. He left A&M. A&M needed an AD. They go and get one within the SEC. They go get Ross Bjork, who had been at Ole Miss. who had been at Western Kentucky before that. Now, I don't know Ross Bjork hardly at all. The show after this one on WNSR, Greg Pogue and those guys, Big Joe, they know him. They know him pretty well. I don't. I do not. But I thought he did an okay job at Ole Miss. Now, they had controversy there. The football program got hit pretty hard under Hugh Freeze, and they've been trying to weather that storm, trying to survive it. And I think basically they have. That was on Ross Bjork's watch. But he did make a fantastic basketball hire. He absolutely did. Yeah, Ole Miss basketball is in very good shape. But Ross Bjork has left Ole Miss for the Aggies. Now, if I'm the Aggies, I don't know. You didn't replace your AD with somebody as good as you had. Let me put it that way. You didn't. Now, you're in good shape. You've got your basketball coach, your hire, Buzz Williams. That's been done. Obviously, Jimbo was firmly in place there in football, heading into year number two as the football coach. So that's not an item. But Scott Woodward is magical. Scott Woodward is one of the A-list ADs out there. Ross Bjork, I think that's yet to be determined. Who you replaced him with. I mean, you probably get some other various opinions on him. Again, I don't know him. A lot of these guys I will know, but I don't. I don't know him. So I couldn't give you any insight into him, but A&M. The Aggies do get their AD. That has happened. Of course, the Cosby Cattleman has his AD, Fatmer. His guy. That's right. His favorite football coach of all time, Fatmer, is his AD. You know what's interesting? Scott Strickland came from Mississippi State, went to Florida. Ross Bjork came from, well, most recently Ole Miss, ended up with the Aggies. Tennessee hired their former football coach that they fired in Phil Fulmer. Vanderbilt got their AD recently from the NBA D League, and he's hired Jerry Stackhouse. People are excited about basketball over there, I got to tell you, right now. We'll see if that works out, but right now the fans seem to be excited. The Peabody fans seem to be good with this. Yeah. Bama's got a good AD they're happy with. Mitch Barnhart at Kentucky, they're happy with him. Kind of interesting when you look around at the various. The Florida State guy, I'll tell you how to, out of sight, out of mind, the Florida State guys. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. I couldn't even tell you who the Florida State AD is. Literally, I couldn't tell you. I don't know his name. If he walked in the room, if three people walked in the room and they said, Bill, point out the Florida State AD, I wouldn't be able to tell you who it is. I wouldn't know which one it was. I would just randomly point to one. That's how that would work. Watch some baseball yesterday. Vandy continues to win. Yeah, SEC baseball. Is the pitching that good in the SEC? Every one of these games, except the Vandy-Auburn game, has been low scoring. I mean really low scoring. Crazy low scoring. Absolutely. Unbelievable. Anyways, let's get a call here. 888-702-5494. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster hanging out this morning. We have yet to build the wall, everybody. I've been trying to raise funds for the wall. It's not going as briskly as I would like. I mean,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Jeff in the Borough. Hello, Jeff.
What's going on, Bill? I hope you have a better Memorial Day weekend, Bill. I hope you've got your brisket and things ready to go for your Memorial
That's
Day.
A good – I need to pick out a brisket. Let me ask you a question. I heard on the news that a plane went down in your neighborhood. Is that true?
Yeah, I know what you mean. There was one that did go down, yeah. Yeah. It happened several days ago. I don't know. I can't remember when it happened, but yeah, it happened.
So it wasn't on your street, though, right?
Oh, no. Not on our street, no.
Because I was listening. It was local news, everybody, just for everybody in the audience who were spread out all over the place. It was local news, and there was a news item about a plane that went down around Blackman High School, or in that area somewhere. Not directly on the high school, but in the area. And the first thing I thought of was Jeff in the Borough. And since we're trying to build that moat, I wondered if it went down in the moat.
No plane crash, Bill. But you were talking about. I was going to ask you about the brisket, Bill. Did you see? I think it was last night on the news. They recalled a bunch of raw meat for E. coli, the brisket and ribs and some other stuff.
Ooh.
You might want to be warned. I don't remember. I think it was about 60,000 or 70,000 pounds of it or something. So you might be forewarned when you go to the store and pick out one today.
Well. I haven't bought any yet, so I'll probably go to the section that says no E. coli. I'll buy that one, okay?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Usually they label it like that, right? They have an E. coli section, if that's what you want, and then they got another one for no E. coli.
Yeah, that was a stupid thing. I didn't want to ask you, but I saw that thing about Texas A&M naming their new AD. Has KKL tweeted you yet, her approval of Mr. Bjork? You know what?
I don't know if I've seen a comment from KKL, Karen and Key Largo, for everybody. Interesting tweet here, and Jeff, you'll like this. It's Jeff, too, and he says, I don't know if I can trust the feelings on Twitter, but it's strange because the A&M fans are acting like they're happy and the Ole Miss fans are saying they're happy he's gone. So it's kind of funny the way that works.
Well, you mentioned other ADs, Bill. You were talking about Mitch Barnhart, and the way I feel about Kentucky fans shouldn't be just happy with him. They should be ecstatic with him. He's been at Kentucky. He's closing out his 17th year being at Kentucky, and he just got named Athletic Director of the Year by the.
I saw that. Yeah, Mitch Barnhart is a very good AD. No question.
Journal, and he's a dean of SEC ADs now. And when they have AD meetings, he chairs them. So he's pretty much the head honcho of the AD meetings. So he pretty much runs things. I guess you could say. And he's on the men's basketball committee as far as the selection committee, and he does some other things nationally for things as far as the NCAA and things of that nature. But real good AD. Things are. Well, Kentucky, as far as athletics, they're talking about having their highest. You know what the Director's Cup is, Bill? Have you heard of that?
It's the all-sports type trophy.
Yeah. It's like all the sports, and they give you points for being in the NCAA tournaments and conference. Well, Kentucky has a chance to have their highest finish in that ever. They're in the top 10 right now, close to the top 5 in the country. And then the Director's Cup, so they haven't. Of course, they'll figure it up after all the spring sports are done, and it'll be a final deal. But they've got a chance to do that, and they've had a lot of good things happen to them this year. And their softball team's still alive in the tournament. You know, they're playing this weekend in the next round, so they've still got a chance to do that kind of thing. But I did want to ask you, Bill. Did you mention yesterday about the school getting kicked out of their conference because they were too good?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Correct. A D3 school up in Minneapolis, St. Paul's getting kicked out of their league because they're winning too much.
Yeah.
That's what the TSSAA basically did to Brentwood Academy a few years ago.
Well, they're in Division II, Bill. They're still in the TSSAA. They're just in Division II.
Yeah. I mean, they still get to play. Well, this team still gets to play somewhere, too, I guess. They don't know where that's going to be, but.
Yeah, they say they're going to. I was reading a story about it, and they say they're going to join another conference. But did you hear about what happened if they didn't get out of the conference, Bill?
They said they were going to disband the league.
They disband the league. They were just going to disband the whole league if they didn't get out.
Correct.
And somebody says, what if the SEC kicked out Alabama football or Kentucky basketball? What would that do, Bill, if they kicked them out and said Kentucky was too good? Or
well, you wouldn't have your branding that you need if you did that.
True. That's true.
Hey, I got to go, but how are my Dodgers doing? They're my team, but I never watch them.
They're in first place, Bill. And one final note for spring cleaning, I've got to tell you, three baseball coaches, two head coaches and an assistant got kicked out yesterday in spring cleaning.
Well, I saw the Haywood County guy went on a tirade.
Yeah, he did.
He got booted. I know that, but so some others got kicked out, too,
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Eagles coach and another assistant coach got kicked out.
Wow.
Instead of another school. So
that's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. That's fun.
Three of them got ejected at their game. So
all right,
have a great Memorial Day, Bill. Appreciate it.
You too. You too. Jeff in the Borough.
Woo. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's Jeff in the Borough. We could just play that track there and not take his calls. Probably be better if we just did that, right?
Bill, that's actually what I did the entire time he was talking. You guys couldn't hear that, but that's what I was doing on the air. Just ask the audience. They'll back me up on that.
The audience got the better part of that. Good, good. It's all about the audience anyway, so I'm happy. Let's get the first break here. Just getting started. We busted maybe a 12th of a grape. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
A crash with injuries on River Road Pike near Indian Creek. Wrecks on 24 eastbound at Spring Street along the Eastern Bank. And congestion at 2nd Avenue, the 1200 block, with a broken down vehicle blocking the right-of-way. 65 southbound, still very backed up due to accidents. Traffic starts slowing at Dickerson Pike until the North Loop. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow on Twitter at RushHourRosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson bounces back from a dismal season so far to win the NASCAR All-Star Open, and then he advances to move on and wins the All-Star race itself. Up next is the longest race of the season in NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
You're listening to the Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
With the Southern Steak and Oyster, presented by the Omni. That was Slava. We don't hide our Russian influence on the show. We put it right out there for everybody. I told Charlie in the break, let's call up and see if we can get Ole Miss Evie, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie, OME if you want the acronym, and we'll talk about this Ross Bjork thing, leaving Ole Miss for the Aggies. Evie, how you been?
I've been great. How about you?
Is it Evie or is it Evie like Karen calls you? Which one do you prefer?
Well, it's Evie, but Karen can call me whatever she wants.
I've been meaning to tell Karen, you need to pronounce this right, but she never does it. I don't know what's wrong with her. Seriously. How do you look at your name and say Evie? How do you do that?
Well, the only thing I can think of is, and she's not the only one who's done it,
oh.
I guess, because Evelyn, you know, has kind of got the short sound for her.
Right.
So I can,
that's
I can
the long form that. Name. Now, who calls you Evelyn?
My mother when she's mad at me.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I would have thought.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Right. That's
if mom
it.
Goes Evelyn on you, something's wrong, right? Something's going on.
Yeah. And if she throws in the middle name, then I'm really in trouble. So. Which she is known to do. I mean, I think she did not too long ago. So it happens.
Did you anticipate this news with Ross Bjork going to the Aggies?
No. And I think if anyone out there says they anticipated it, they are fibbing. Because I really think, you know, I mean, honestly, I think it's probably no surprise that he was probably looking around at other places. You know, he's been mentioned in other jobs, association with other jobs, but I really had absolutely no idea that he would end up at A&M. Now, you know, to me, gosh, that's got to be one of the better jobs. I mean, I think, you know, there's so much oil money running around over here in College Station. You know, I think that Bjork won't be constrained by finances on anything. So, you know, interestingly, the Aggies want to, they've got Reed Arena, where they play basketball, but I've heard a lot of Aggies want a new arena dedicated just to basketball, you know, not special events. And, you know, the pavilion at Ole Miss is just a showpiece. So, you know, he has a lot of positive things he's done.
Ole Miss Evie with us. Ole Miss is AD, former AD, I should say, Ross Bjork has left for the Aggies. The unlimited resources of the Aggies. Now, when the whole Hugh Freeze thing was going on and the way it ended, etc., Ross Bjork wasn't all that popular. Now, again, I'm not at Ole Miss every day, but that was my perception of Bjork at Ole Miss.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because even right now, the Ole Miss fandom, if you will, seems pretty divided. I mean, there are folks that are happy he's gone, and then there are folks who say, you know, look around, look at the facilities expansion, you know, baseball, softball, obviously the pavilion, basketball, and, you know, probably a lot of those wouldn't have happened without Bjork. So I think that people are torn. And as far as Freeze, you know, you and I have talked about it so many times. I think the Ole Miss fandom is divided on Freeze also. You know, you have the people who are angry that Bjork terminated Freeze for conduct unbecoming, if you will. And then there are those who were absolutely pleased that he did that. So, I think if you like Ross Bjork, you were happy with that decision. And if you don't like Ross Bjork, you probably were not happy with that decision.
Tell you what, the basketball hire of Kermit Davis Jr. is pretty good.
Oh, boy. And I tell you what, the hire of Mike Smith as a women's softball coach, they're playing
right
today in Super Regionals in Arizona. And I got to tell you, I love the women's basketball coach, Coach Yo. She's excellent. So, you know, I think that there are a lot of – I absolutely can understand why A&M hired Bjork. He's excellent at fundraising. A lot of people, I don't think, realize that throughout the NCAA investigation, Bjork was, you know, kind of socking away what I think he referred to it as a rainy day fund. And I think he had over $30 million in it for kind of the rainy day when the NCAA actually finally came out and penalized Ole Miss and said, and, you know, you're not getting any of your share of the SEC revenue, you know, bowl revenues. And, you know, he'd already had like kind of like a little savings account, you know, to account for it. So that loss. So, you know, I think that he will fit in well. And as you and I were messaging, you know, from everything my sources are saying, Jimbo is quite pleased with the hire, and nobody should kid themselves. I mean, if Jimbo didn't want Bjork, Bjork wouldn't be there.
Ole Miss Evie, and interesting, you've got a good perspective. Ole Miss Evie lives nearby A&M, College Station. She went there, so you know that place inside and out. And you now, obviously, you cover Ole Miss, but you know both places well, so you've got a unique perspective that most aren't going to have.
Right, and that's what's been so, you know, interesting to me is when, you know, and the guys who cover Ole Miss do a great job, and many of them are my friends, but this was one time that it was kind of like, gotcha. Yeah, I've got probably a few more A&M sources over here than normal folks would. But, yeah, from what I've heard, you know, again, the administration over here, they're not doing anything that Jimbo Fisher doesn't approve of. Let's just put it that way.
I can imagine.
right. So,
Ole Miss Evie, have a fantastic weekend, Memorial Day. Shoot a few snakes. If you do, I need pictures on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
If that happens.
I can do it. Video, too. Okay. Thanks, Jill.
See you, Evie. Thanks. Appreciate Evie very much. She's good. Yeah, Evie's there in Texas. She's got a big farm, and there's all these snakes are everywhere. And Evie's always out there shooting them because they're trying to get into the bird nests and everything. And she posts pictures of this. Snakes crawling up a pole to get to the bird eggs. Literally. Infested with snakes. Ole Miss Evie. She's not scared either. Sometimes she stays up all night to guard these things. Literally. We'll take the bottom of the hour here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on Elm Hill Pike in Hermitage in front of the material handling building. And still clearing that wreck with injuries on River Road Pike in the 7500 block. Other collisions slowing traffic on Franklin Pike Circle at Old Hickory Boulevard in Brentwood, on Old Murfreesboro Pike, and at 11th and McGavick in Midtown. Family Feud Live comes to Nashville June 12th. Grab your tickets at tpac.org. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bi-State Forecast. exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning with an afternoon high in the low 90s, overnight mostly clear with a low in the low 70s. On Saturday, sunny with a high in the low 90s. Overnight Saturday, you're going to see mostly clear skies. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 888-702-5494, if you'd like to get in. Tweet me at Bill is King. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, with us in hour number three out there in Vegas. Cosby Counterman, what's happening?
Get down there to Publix, Moisture King Frat's suitcase and Natty Light, and don't forget to reason for the season. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Where's that sushi place down here you go to?
I kind of like Peter's Sushi Thai there in Brentwood, Bill.
Oh, give that a try. Okay. I don't think I've done that one.
Right across the street there from, what is that? There, where the old Corky's, I don't know if that Corky's is still there in Brentwood or not.
It actually is. It's right there on the corner of Old Hickory Boulevard and Franklin Road.
Yeah, coming down Franklin Road block or two there on the left. Peter Sushi and Ty, you probably see Garth Brooks and what's her face in there, stuff in her face.
Who? Dolly?
What's his wife's name? I'm trying to remember what Garth Brooks' wife's name is. Bean Counters will get it.
I have no idea.
Trisha Yearwood.
Is that right? I didn't even know.
Oh, Garth, he was the new George Strait, and then he went nuts on us. The next thing you know, he's flying around on a rope outside Notre Dame Stadium in a driving rain. Now we're just left with bro country people singing about going to Panama City and rappers.
Yeah,
now we got rappers singing country music, Bill. I told you they committed murder on Music Row, and now we got rappers singing country music. You heard about that?
No.
Crazy Charlie can tell you about it, but yeah, we got rappers singing. Number one hit in country music now is a rapper. Nashville. Good job, Suits, over at the Sony World headquarters. Music Row, good job, Suits. All right, Bill, let's get ADs to talk today.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be,
I've been listening a little bit. That's good. I got a thought on this. Let's talk about Fatmer being AD for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stop and think about it. Here's a guy who's made his whole career. He was at Peabody for a year or two, a year or two, out of Wichita State.
He was at Peabody for a year, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Spent his whole – I mean, you talk about somebody signing that dotted line with UT and saying no to Bear Bryant. You ever heard the story supposedly Bear Bryant was recruiting Fatmer?
I've heard that. I've heard him talk about it, yes.
Yeah, most people would sign with Bear Bryant and live happily ever after, but saying no to the Bear worked out pretty well for him, didn't it?
Fulmer was recruited out of Winchester, Tennessee. Bear Bryant wanted him. He chose Tennessee, and I guess it was Doug Dickey, right? It'd been Dickey.
Yeah. Well, I'm going somewhere with this, Bill, but, here's the thing. Fatmer wrecked Tennessee football. They still haven't recovered from it. He couldn't get the Kansas job. He was born and sorry on TV. He's stumbling around doing nothing but counting his money. And UT stumbles all over itself like they usually do. And what they do, they call him and bank another bricks truck up for him after they gave him $5 million for ruining the football team. That's pretty good.
That's what happened.
Get it. That's pretty good. Your bro Doug Matthews won't tell you that, but your buddy the Cattleman will, Bill. You know, I got thinking about this, Bill. Dickey, you know, big AD over here forever, of course. Tennessee actually got the best old Doug Dickey. He went down there to Florida and did the old Florida flop, didn't he?
Left the Vols after the Gator Bowl, knowing he was going to join the Gators playing in a football game. Correct. And then they brought him back.
What was it? It was fourth and dumb, right? It was fourth and dumb. You heard about that, right, Bill? It's a little bit before my time, but I'm assuming you're aware of that.
Which game was it?
Your Florida fans can tell us about it, but he made they call it fourth and dumb, something he did. And they did the Florida flop down there, too, where I think he told his team to lay down and let the other team score.
In the Florida game?
This. Yeah, you can Wikipedia all this. But he did something, a real bonehead play that cost him his career, kind of like Bill Battle's fake punt in the Georgia game. But he did a Florida flop at fourth and dumb, and he flamed out down there. And, of course, he was selling ceramic tile when Tennessee hired him. Do you know that, Bill? He was selling ceramic tile down there in Florida.
Next thing he was on the Arkansas staff when Tennessee hired him.
No, he was in a private business selling ceramic tile.
I thought he was selling those Shaqley milkshakes is what I thought he was doing.
He was doing that up here, too. That'll bore your listeners. We get a laugh out of it. Now, but let's go on here quickly to Fatmer and John Curry.
Yeah.
Fatmer's going to be 69 years old in September.
Okay.
Probably hadn't been bouncing his checkbook the last 40 years.
Vicky does that anyways. Yeah.
And John Curry, I call you about this. I mean, I'm a Pruitt guy. I'm a Kiffin guy. But Mike Leach was on the hook. Former pushed him off the cliff. Now he's over at Wake. Speaking of ADs, Curry landed on his feet, Bill.
He did. He's now the AD for the – he's the AD for the claw fence, right?
Wake and Bake, he can work on firing Danny Manning now. But I'm telling you, Bill, you tease a joke. And even though I like Pruitt, former and his bro Matthews calling Kiffin a punk, Doug Matthews is the punk. But when's Tennessee going to go get a real AD? Former's just cashing his check. That Reed Sigmund, his underling's running the thing over here. Former's just cashing his check and stuffing his fat face. When's Tennessee going to get an athletic director?
It's a good question. I don't know. As long as he wants it, he's there.
Well, I don't know, Bill. I mean, at some point, Pruitt, I think he probably needs to sit there and help Pruitt, kind of like Vicky helped him. But if it becomes obvious that Pruitt's not going to fly, like let's say Pruitt was to, heaven forbid, lose to Peabody again over here, something like that.
Right.
They probably need to fire Pruitt and Fatmer at the same time. Take him out there to McGee Tyson and pull a Kiffin on him. Put him in a van from Neyland Stadium, drive him out to McGee Tyson and fire at Fat Turkey.
Fire them both on the tarmac at McGee Tyson,
And then finally bring Kiffin back because those dummies down there at your big three roll up down there in Florida don't know who the best coach is down there. Have a natty light and fire up that rec tech for me, Bill King.
What time you getting on the gator
and no diesel in the gator.
What time you getting on the sea do?
About noon. It's 91 as far as I can see. It's gonna be blasting. I think I'm seeing 93 on Memorial Day over here. But we got lakes to cool off in and y'all got syringes. See you, Bill.
Right. He says he can't get the sea doo on our lakes because there's syringes in them. The lakes, I'll say this. The lakes of East Tennessee are way more innocent than our lakes around here. That's true. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, only in the SEC conference. Can you get an upgrade in an AD job when your current team is on probation? It just means more. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm assuming that Jimbo had a lot to do with this. Now, here's what I don't know. Is there any background or connection with Jimbo and Ross Bjork? Where would the overlap be? I don't know. Ross Bjork was at Western. He was at Ole Miss. Now he is heading to College Station. I don't know if there's a connection or if they just knew each other and Jimbo admired him. Maybe that's it. I don't know. No, I do not know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know the connection. But I can promise you that to get this done, he needed Jimbo's blessing. I would imagine that Ross Bjork and Jimbo discussed this. It wasn't just something blind. Oh, for you fighting Irish lovers and haters. That's the whole audience, right? You're either a lover or a hater. Not saying it's got to be your team, but I'm saying every one of you fall into a category. You either love Notre Dame or you hate them. One or the other. They got the all-purpose Mac yesterday that they wanted out of Virginia. Chris Tyree. Now, that was expected. It was down to Oklahoma, Alabama, and Notre Dame. Notre Dame got him. He's a 10-300-meter guy. He's a small back now, like 5'10", 180, somewhere in that range. Not the size back that Alabama really goes after a lot. They like the big, powerful, plus speedy back. They like the guy who's 210, 215, 220, right in there. That's usually how they stack them up at Alabama. Occasionally it might be a guy who's 205-ish, but so I don't think that was a big deal to Alabama. Alabama wanted him, but it wasn't a big deal. So Notre Dame gets Chris Tyree. The defensive lineman yesterday. Yeah, the defensive lineman yesterday from Michigan. Did he choose Michigan? It was Michigan, Notre Dame, Florida. I lost track of that one. He was doing it last night. I was watching baseball and I missed it. Bean Counters, tell me what happened there. I don't recall. I can't even think of his name. He was a four-star, borderline five-star, 6'5", defensive end, outside linebacker, actually. It's down to Michigan. Probably Michigan, Notre Dame. But did he go ahead and choose the maize and blue last night? You Michigan fans, let me know. Let me do this. I got a couple I need to get to. Dane has dialed us up. What's up?
What's going on, Bill?
How you been, sir?
Pretty good for a crippled white boy. But
you've been down there at your beach house in Mobile, right?
I was down there last week, in fact. I was down there, yeah. Hey, what is that, by the way, what is that radio station y'all are on? Is it 98-something?
Where?
We're
on several. We are on two down there, and I'll pull up the call letters. I'll pull up the numbers. But,
because
yeah, we're on the Emerald Coast.
I was going to try to figure it out, but I was thinking 98-something, and I poked around. But I couldn't find it, man.
Right.
But you know, because I'm not down there all the time. But I'll tell you what, that Cosby, man, he's something else. I'm only 57 years old. When I grow up, I hope I get to be as smart as he is. But look here, this you're watching Bill.
We're on 97.1 and 100.3.
And both of those are FM stations. Both
correct. Down there on the Emerald Coast, we're on 100.3 and 97.1.
97.1. That's easy to remember. But okay, Joe hates. Bill Maher, but Bill Maher does this section called New Rules. I've got a new rule. I was watching the Vanderbilt game, a couple of these Vanderbilt games, and I watch Vanderbilt occasionally playing baseball. The guy that whistles the entire game has to stop.
Okay, there's two of them, though. I don't know if you know this. There are two whistlers.
Bad. It got so bad the other night when they were playing Auburn that Dari Noker, one of them, said, they said, you know, it would really be nice if that guy would stop whistling. when the guy's calling the game or whatever, say that the guy needs to quit whistling, they need to quit whistling. It takes away from the game. But you got to be as a Nashville guy. I mean, I'm a Tennessee guy, of course. But I'm glad to see Vanderbilt still doing good in baseball, man.
Well, you know, Tennessee baseball is getting better, but they're not getting the players.
You watch that Tennessee game the other night, and you were talking about pitching, if I'm not mistaken, earlier. Now Auburn outpitched Tennessee the other night, and then they turned around and Vanderbilt beat Auburn like a government meal the other night.
Correct.
And it's just, man, is there that much of a gap in it?
Yeah, the two best players in this area are Robert Hassel, who's a junior. He was just named the Gatorade Player of the Year. He's a junior, so he's got another year. He's at Independence. He's committed to Vandy. He committed 2 years ago as a freshman. And then the other one is Chris McElvain at Summit, and he is signed with Vandy. Those guys aren't going to Tennessee. And the best player at Farragut. Farragut's the best baseball program in East Tennessee. The best player on that team has signed with Vandy. Farragut, which is East Tennessee, Knoxville. Yeah, now this new coach at Tennessee is doing a pretty good job, but he's well behind Vanderbilt.
Well, maybe they'll get there. And, you know, just a couple of things real quick here, Bill. You know, at least Fulmer was smart enough to get on the back of Brink's truck up twice. And I have to admire Fulmer, but no matter what you think of him, he took the high road. He didn't stomp on everybody's toes on the way out. And you saw when they kicked Curry out and kicked the Chancellor out up there.
Yeah.
It took him about a week to clean that situation up, and I think we got the right coach. You?
Oh, I'm not anti-Fulmer. I mean, we've had our issues, but I think he's done a good job settling.
But
what are you talking about? With football?
But
with
hell,
Pruitt?
Sometimes Cosby calls, and I don't know how many years I've been listening to him, 20, 30 years, however long he's been calling him Small Mike or what. He never says anything good about Tennessee, man. I've never heard him say one positive thing that I can remember, man.
He's unique. He's the only fan that I know of who has a favorite team, favorite school, and nothing about him is ever good enough. That's Cosby.
Never,
that's his deal. No, that's his deal.
Not like that. Never.
Hey, you know, Dane, I got to go. I'm late, right. But stay in touch, buddy.
All right, yeah.
Stay in touch. We'll get another one here after the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on Franklin Pike Circle where it meets Old Hickory Boulevard, east of I-65 and Brentwood Trace. Wrecks in Midtown on 11th and McGavick, as well as 16th Avenue and Wedgwood. Still looking at slowdowns on 65 southbound from Dickerson Pike to the North Loop and 40 westbound in Hermitage from Briley to the Eastern Split. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. I'll click Grainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Jimmy Johnson's in the midst of a 71-race winless streak. He's a 30-1 long shot to win at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, where he's the all-time winningest driver with 8 victories, including 4 Coca-Cola 600s. The longest race of the NASCAR schedule coming up on Sunday night with Kyle Busch, the 5-2 favorite to repeat as Coca-Cola 600 champion. Baseball today, the Cardinals in action at home with the Atlanta Braves. The Cardinals have dropped 14 of 20 in the month of May. They're $1.45 favorite at Busch Stadium against Atlanta. The Reds, $1.51 road dog at the Cubs today at Wrigley Field. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball. The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday. Just couple of blocks away from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie, I sent you an audio clip from Jeff, too. It's the fourth and dumb call by Larry Monson. You didn't get it yet? Okay. Maybe it hadn't gotten there yet. But if we don't get to it today, it'll have to be sometime next week. But nonetheless, it was 1976. Dickey's, he's not running out of time yet at Florida. It's the Florida-Georgia game, and both these teams are ranked. Florida was number 10 in the nation, Georgia 7. It's fourth quarter, and Florida's up 7, 27-20. It's fourth and about 1. Florida's got it on their 29-yard line. Dickey, sensing that the momentum, feeling like maybe Georgia was starting to gain some momentum, down 7, decides to go for it on their own 29, Florida's 29. They don't convert it. Georgia wins the game. That was the fourth and dumb
call. The Gators are on the 29.5.
Here it is.
Gators are fourth down, and they only need a footer show. They are not acting like they're going to kick. They're going to just bang in there and get a footer show. That's all I got to go is a foot and a half. Georgia fourth down and 18 inches. That's how much confidence they have in that running game. Fisher going to pitch it outside, and he got knocked down on the 28. Florida Gamble. Henderson came roaring up to get him on the 28 or the 29. The Dogs have got the ball. Florida Gamble inside their own 30. 7:52 to go in the third quarter, and the Dogs will have the ball on the 29. Johnny Henderson of Macon came up and grabbed him by the arm and spun him.
So that's the play. That's the fourth and dumb play that Cosby was talking about. I didn't remember that. I don't have vivid memories of that. Now Buck Blue, Lindsey Scott, a couple of years later, yeah, that was 1980. What was that? 4 years later, 1980. But that's the one he's talking about, Doug Dickey. I've told you the story, but if you've never heard this story, can you imagine this happening today? And I'll get the – is Karen still on hold, Charlie? Okay. Doug Dickey is coaching Tennessee in 1969, and they're playing Florida in the Gator Bowl. Before the game, he decides to take the Florida job. He's got the Florida job. He stays. He coaches Tennessee, knowing after the game he's switching sidelines. And it was quiet. Now I've talked to players about this. It actually leaked at halftime. Can you imagine that today? Let me get Karen on the phone. Karen, what's up?
Well, I'm just happy as a pig in mud.
Why would that be?
I'm very happy about the Bork car. And I'll tell you why. Just think about this. The Jimbo Buzz Bork Show is going to be new and exciting thing for the Aggies. I mean, you're talking about a guy who gets on Twitter with a wrestling belt over his shoulder, you know, calling somebody out. I mean, and then you got a coach who's, you know, come down here and say that to my face, Fisher. And then you got Buzz. I mean, this is sometimes the planets just align, Bill, and I think they have. You know, this is just incredible to me. And, of course, Jimbo's happy, so. Hey, life is good. But, yeah, I think it's a great hire. You know, and anytime a rival team's fan base bashes somebody as bad as they're bashing Bork at Hottie Toddy Land, you know you made a good hire. So, you know, it's just, wow, this is going to be fun. So, yeah, I think the only challenge will be, two Alpha Dogs swaying around in the bright. So they may have to work out some of that. But this is magic to me.
Did Jimbo know Ross Bjork prior? Was there a relationship somewhere?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I know that he handled the NCAA thing masterfully, that if he hadn't handled that like he did, it probably would have been a whole lot worse. You know, he decided to go full-blown transparent and work with him, which sometimes is not the thing to do. But it worked in that case, or it probably would have been worse. Like Evie said, you know, Evie said he saved that $30 million slush fund for the bowl game miss. He increased all their – for anybody to double and triple donations during a time of upheaval with freeze and probation pending and all of those things are really quite remarkable and in and of itself. And then he made some really good hires and raised the APR. You know, everybody's all about the APR. Frankly, I don't give a crap as long as they win. But anyway, I think on all levels, he's, you know, the right man. He's probably waking up this morning thinking he died and went to heaven. You know, the difference in resources between Ole Miss and the Aggies. Ole Miss doesn't want to hear that, but oh well. So, yeah, this is a great day to me. And the fact that the Aggies worked so quickly on hiring a new AD, I think, is also really big. I understand that.
Hey, Karen, the music's booting us off. But
okay.
We'll catch back up. Brad Powers with us, Hour 3. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Omni.